T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cars lined up for miles last night to get into a vigil for the Wise County girl who was killed last week.
First Baptist Church of Cottondale set pictures of Athena Strand in front of a stage where they played music and read letters people have sent from across the country. Her mother, Maitland Gandy, spoke at the service, responding to people telling her Athena is now in heaven.
"Y'all are making me cry saying Athena's strong, so I needed to be strong for her because I figured I won't be strong by the end of this."
Strand was in first grade, and her teacher, Lindsay Thompson, says she'll remember the girl's laugh, smile, and sense of style.
"I now have 18 of my favorite 6 and 7-year-olds that are sad and hurting because they no longer have a friend and classmate."
A suspect has been charged with aggravated kidnapping and capital murder, but a judge has sealed documents saying he wants to give the family and community time to process what happened. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The events that led to the shooting of a Tatiana Jefferson by former Fort Worth police officer Aaron Dean are coming into sharper focus now that the state has played body camera video. KRLD's LP Phillips is covering the trial.
It started with a phone call that was placed to a police operator. James Smith, who lived across the street from a Tatiana Jefferson's mother, was concerned that the front door was open around 2 in the morning. He didn't know it was to get smoke out of the kitchen. Police dispatched Aaron Dean and partner Carol Darch. Smith saw them disappear to the back, then he heard yelling, then a shot. Then an officer who wanted a statement from him gave Smith the news.
I believe the officer came across the street and took a statement from me and advised me that there was a fatality, but she wouldn't tell me who the fatality was.
Who do you think the fatality was at first?
At first, I thought it was the officer.
Partner Dart says she didn't see Jefferson until after the shot had been fired, and in her words, Jefferson's eyes were as big as saucers. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Following two crashes involving police cruisers, Irving police are reminding drivers to slow down and pay more attention while behind the wheel. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
The first cruiser was hit by a distracted driver, ran a red light because they were late for work. The second by a suspected drunk driver. Officer Robert Reeves says in recent weeks they've seen an increase in these types of accidents.
Aggressive driving, driver inattention, are people still choosing to operate a vehicle while being under the influence of some substance? And so we're trying to bring awareness to that because we don't want these to continue.
He's urging drivers to be more cautious when behind the wheel and to give officers space if they see them pulled over on the side of the road. The past 2 months, 2 North Texas police officers have died in separate accidents following a car crash. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's a no from the Fort Worth Council on requests to allow some short-term rentals back into residential neighborhoods. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
The Fort Worth City Council heard a presentation on possible changes to the city's short-term rental ordinance. Now, currently, short-term rentals are not allowed in residential areas, whether they be single-family or multifamily. Assistant City Manager Dana Bergdoff outlined a series of regulations in order to allow for owner-occupied short-term rentals in residential areas through conditional use permits.
One guest or group at a time, regardless of the size of the home or the unit. We would want to limit to 3 people per bedroom with a maximum of 9 people.
But during subsequent discussion, it was apparent that there wasn't enough support among the majority of the council to move forward with the conditional use permit plan. The consensus was to keep the ordinance as it is with the registration requirement for legal short-term rentals. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And in Dallas, scooters could be making a comeback. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
City's Transportation Committee got an update on the new plan to bring the scooters back after being banned 2.5 years ago due to safety concerns and problems with scooters abandoned on sidewalks. Councilman Omar Narvaez says 3 companies will be allowed to bid to operate in the city.
Let me reassure the general public, 1,500 units to start. And then every 90 days, staff will get to review and decide what percentage gets to be added until we get to the right amount.
Other rules, shutting down after 9 p.m. and making sure the scooters will be placed in low-income areas. The plan will move to the full council to be voted on most likely in January of next year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.